The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Daniel Broussard argues with staff at a Wyoming restaurant and several other patrons escort Broussard into the parking lot. Broussard, 31, gets the gun from his car and tries to go back inside, leading to another fight. One of the patrons, afraid Broussard will open fire, shoots Broussard first.
Among the patrons that forced Broussard to leave the Montana Club was a retired Wyoming police officer. Nancy, Billings police have clarified that the retired officer was not the shooter, but did not identify who was. Broussard was not seriously injured in the shooting and was taken into custody after receiving medical attention.
Broussard, who started the whole thing over food missing from his to-go order, is booked into Yellowstone County Jail, charged with assault with a weapon. All over a to-go order. More crime and justice news after this.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A St. Louis County, Missouri woman has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder after she tracked down her stolen car and allegedly killed two men outside a gas station. 35-year-old Demisha Coleman of Spanish Lake, Missouri, was charged in the deaths of 19-year-old Darius Jackson and 49-year-old Joseph Farrar. Another man was shot in the head during the shootout but survived. Our friends with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch say it was not immediately clear which, if any, of the three men were suspected of stealing Coleman's car. Surveillance video shows Coleman walking up to a Hyundai Tucson at the gas station with a man who was also carrying a weapon. Police have not released the man's name. In the video, you can see Coleman opening the car door with her gun raised, while the man opens another door, also with his gun raised. Police say Coleman opened fire and sparked the shootout. A southern Indiana man allegedly killed his father, whose mutilated body was found outside the home they shared. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
53-year-old Sean Hayes of Mitchell, Indiana, faces 9 felony charges, including murder, battery, and abuse of a corpse in the death of 73-year-old Rodney E. Hayes. Lawrence County Sheriff's deputies were called to the men's Mitchell home after a 911 caller requested a welfare check on Rodney Hayes. When deputies arrived, they had to prevent Sean Hayes from leaving the scene in a pickup truck. After Hayes refused to leave the truck, the deputies noticed a shotgun on the seat next to him, and while one deputy distracted him, the other grabbed the gun and he was handcuffed after a struggle.
Officers found Rodney Hayes dead in the front yard with apparent gunshot wounds to his head and chest. An autopsy is pending. The Washington State Supreme Court has reinstated two aggravated murder convictions for a man in the 1987 killings of a young Canadian couple. The High Court unanimously rejected the defense's arguments that William Talbot II should be granted a new trial due to one juror's alleged bias, concluding that defense attorneys could have dismissed the juror ahead of the trial, but opted not to do so. Detectives arrested 59-year-old Talbot in 2018 after using the then novel method of forensic genealogy to connect him to the slayings of 18-year-old Tanya Van Kylenberg and 20-year-old Jay Cook. A Sonomish County jury convicted him of the killings in 2019, sentencing him to life in prison. But an appeals court overturned the conviction last year due to one juror's perceived bias. Sonomish County prosecutors then appealed that ruling to the state's highest court. Van Kylenberg and Cook disappeared in November 1987 after leaving their home near Victoria, British Columbia, for an overnight trip to Seattle. Their bodies were found in separate locations in northwestern Washington about a week later. Adnan Syed, who was released from a Maryland prison this year after his case was the focus of the true crime podcast Serial, has been hired by Georgetown University as a program associate for the university's Prisons and Justice Initiative. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Syed started working this month for the initiative, which advocates for others in the criminal legal system. In his new role, Syed will support Georgetown's Making an Exoneree class, in which students reinvestigate decades-old wrongful convictions, create short documentaries about the cases, and work to help bring innocent people home from prison. Syed had been one of 25 incarcerated students at Georgetown's inaugural Bachelor of Liberal Arts program at the Patuxent Institute in Jessup, Maryland, during the year leading up to his release. 41-year-old Syed hopes to continue his Georgetown education and eventually go to law school.
After spending 23 years in prison, Syed walked out of a Baltimore courthouse in September after a judge overturned his conviction for the 1999 murder of a high school student, Haymin Lee, Syed's ex-girlfriend.
Nicholas Zapatier La Madrid robs a bank wearing a false police hat and a pair of sunglasses. 2 days later, he strikes again at a convenience store, but Florida cops catch him in the act. Zapatier La Madrid, 45, tells cops he robbed both establishments out of, quote, boredom. He's now charged with robbery. Maybe he can find a craft to relieve his boredom behind bars. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress. Lisa's Sapira Hybrid has been named Wirecutter's best hybrid mattress 5 years running. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/Nancy for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/Nancy. Thanks, Lisa Mattress, for being our partner.